Welcome to a very special edition of Religion and Rock, everybody. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, wishing you a Merry Christmas, joining with my producer and engineer for the last 29 years, Stephen Chaldon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
It's an exciting time of year.
It finally has arrived.
Weekend. Yes.
And this great feast of Christmas, really what it's about is family and friends and religion and faith. Mm-hmm. All of that kind of mixes together into a great day. And I almost left out one of the most important things.
What's
food.
That? Food.
It's a great foodie weekend, too. For all of us who are foodies, it's a great weekend. And we come together. You know, we go to church today. The church is packed. Mm-hmm. We love that. You know, what a great gift that is, that so many people go to Mass and they still see the importance of a religious component to this day.
That's
what it's all about.
Yep.
About God becoming one of us forever, changing our lives forever. There's something really cool about that. And then, you know, the other reality of that is that no matter where we are in life, like no matter how merry or how sad or no how great or how horrible, we come together. This is still a day we celebrate no matter what, right?
And it's neat. Everybody's doing kind of the same thing but different. We're all celebrating Christmas, but we're all doing it in our different ways.
Exactly right.
And all together.
And we bring our family and friends with us, some physically, some spiritually, with us right around the table, right? You think about that. I was thinking about it earlier today. Like, so many rock and roll stars went this year, you know?
Yeah,
and
tough year.
A lot of people with us in spirit and their music, but it reminds me that's the same thing with our families. Like, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents and parents and everybody who's gone before us, they're with us in spirit. So it's a great day to celebrate that. We have found some of the most unique rock and roll songs ever that are Christmas-oriented. So listen and enjoy a great show as we celebrate the birth of the Lord at Christmas. To start us off, this is Art Garfunkel, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to pay. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the
interesting irony in this song, right? Art Garfunkel singing "O Come All Ye Faithful." There's a version of Paul Simon singing "O Come All Ye Faithful." Two of them can't get along, can't sing together. That's sad, right? And that's part of the reality of this day, that, you know, we're really called to reconciliation. And sometimes Christmas is that great moment where we can swallow our pride and we can say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry for what's happened. I'm sorry for this deep wound that maybe I created, or maybe this deep wound that was just created in us. And ultimately in our lives, we have to come to recognize that God is with us. You know, God celebrates with us and calls us to recognize the power of what it's all about. So, you know, even no matter where we are in this face of the planet right now, if it's been a great year, a terrible year, if we're ostracized, or if we've ostracized somebody else, today's a day to kind of get beyond it, you know? Maybe ask for God's help to help us to be forgiving and loving and to recognize the power of what this day is about. You know, this day is a little bit beyond all of that. And tomorrow will be the day after, right? But the reality is for today, for now, for the next 8 hours, 12 hours, as long as we're awake today, you know, can we really recognize we can be the best we can possibly be? Can we be those loving and kind people? It's going to add up and make a big difference. Now, you know, we're going to talk about things we get and things we want. The Moody Blues is our next band. They probably want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they're not. So they're living with less, but at the same time, they're celebrating Christmas. Here they are singing White Christmas.
dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
There's a Moody Blues with a little bit of a different sound. They don't sound exactly like Knights in White Satin, do they? No. And, you know, it's that wish for a white Christmas, that perfect Christmas. Depending on where you're listening right now, well, maybe it's a white Christmas by you. You know, it might not be, though. And the reality of that is that, you know, Christmas is Christmas no matter where we are, right? And I think sometimes we think about that and we kind of get very, very stereotyped, don't we? You know, it needs to be snow and there needs to be sweaters and there needs to be all of that. And you forget, like, people in Florida are celebrating Christmas today. Hawaii, you're listening right now. You know, there's all these different places that are celebrating Christmas all over the world. It's a global holiday. You know, sometimes we make it kind of small. This is a biggie. You know, it's a big wide one, and there's something beautiful about that. So let's celebrate Christmas no matter where we are, no matter what the atmosphere we're in. The reality is still there. Even if you're in the military and you're celebrating someplace that's totally different from home, it's still your day. It's still, you know, the day we celebrate, and that's what kind of links us all together. Here's Jars of Clay, the Little Drummer Boy.
They told me ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, to lay before the king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Bum, rub-a-bum-bum. So to honor him, rub-a-bum-bum, when we we'll be right back.
my drum.
The Little Drummer Boy is one of the stories that kind of got added on to the Nativity story. You know, it's not really in the Bible. It's one of the things we kind of added on as time went on. It's interesting because I think we add on to Christmas as time goes on, too. We have our own family traditions. We have our own traditions in faith and things that we do. And all of that stuff, I think, is good because it helps us to celebrate. It helps give meaning to what we do because we make it our own. When we go to church, you know, we hear the story that is the greatest story ever told. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. And the story kind of unwinds right before our very eyes. I'll never forget as a priest, the first time I ever proclaimed that at Mass, and I got kind of choked up. I said, wow, I'm reading the story now too, you know? There's something about that. Like we're called to live the story, and we live the story in our own family too, in the ways that we retell the stories of our own childhood. We celebrate the ways we celebrated Christmas as a kid, and we bring a little bit of that into the future. You know, maybe it's one of those things where it's a Christmas Eve full of fish, you know, and there's some beautiful traditions there. So all of those traditions add up and make a huge difference no matter what. And I think those will help us to celebrate the meaning of Christmas as it applies to our own family and as it applies really all over the world. One of the great songs that applies all over the world on a night like this, on a day like this, is performed by the Hooters. This is called Silent Night.
Sleep in heaven.
many the song that really sums up what this is all about, the Hooters, Silent Night. Yeah, it's about that beautiful and perfect and wonderful moment where God came to this world and kind of changed it all. And it kind of changes our lives, too, when you think about it, because it's not just a world that's haphazard anymore. It's not just a world where it's hopelessness. No, there's hope in the midst of it all. There's hope in the midst of the brokenness. There's hope in the midst of everything that happens in our lives. And that's a day to be grateful for. That's what Christmas is about, the gratefulness of hope that this great day gives us. You know, from the prophet Isaiah, that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and his name shall be Emmanuel, a name which means God is with his people. That's from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and Linus says it in A Charlie Brown Christmas, too. That's what it's all about, to recognize how we are changed forever by this day and how much that actually means to us. One of the people we lost this year was the great Greg Allman. Here he is with Floyd Miles, Spending Christmas with the Blues.
Brought you someone new. I'm spending Christmas with the blues. I'm not singing joy to the world. I'm not hanging Christmas lights. I'm not singing joy to the world. It's gonna be a silent night. I got nothing left to lose. I'm spending Christmas with the blues.
You know, when you see the cards and all the Christmas specials and everything, holliest and jolliest, merriest, our Christmas might have a little bit of the blues in it. You know, it might not be the most perfect Christmas. The idea, though, is that it's a hopeful Christmas. And I think that's what we need, that merry little Christmas that is hopeful. And that's what matters the most, don't you think, in the end? It's about recognizing that, yeah, our lives are not going to get stuck in mud, but because God is with us, we're going to get out of stuff and it's going to work out in the end. And that's an important and hopeful moment that we recognize today. No matter where you are in the spectrum, we recognize that. Hey, here's REO Speedwagon. This is called Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
Day where we go to church and we sing the great hymns of Christmas together. One of them is Angels We Have Heard on High. You like to sing in church? I love to sing in church. There's something great about doing that. Even singing at home. I remember my grandfather coming over with his guitar and we sing all the Christmas tunes when he would come over. It was a great fun time, and I think music helps make it fun. Maybe you have a favorite album you put on today. There's something about that that makes all the difference in the world, celebrating these great days with great music, you know, and that's what it's all about. Music kind of carries us through life, such an important component of that. Here's one of my favorites, Jimmy Buffett. This is called Happy Christmas, War is Over.
And so this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor one. The road is so long. So happy Christmas for black and for white, the yellow and red one. And stop all the fight. A merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what happened?
I remember the first time I heard this by John Lennon, and I said to myself, oh my God, that's beautiful. Lord, I love this song. I was kind of like praying. I said, this is so beautiful. And you know, it is a great prayer when you think about it, right? Yeah, war will be over someday. Like, hopefully God comes and saves this planet of ours, you know? It's amazing when you see, like, it can be really disappointing when you look around and you say, you know, in the last year, there's been these terrorist attacks and war hasn't gotten any better. And there's all this strife and there's racial injustice and there's gender injustice. There's all these things going on all over the world. Like, what do we do now? You know, well, what we do now is what we do. We pray. Yeah, we pray and we ask God to help us to be a people who recognize peace on earth and recognize the power of what this day is about. The fact that, yeah, with God's help, we can get out of all of this stuff, you know, and there'll be a day where war is over. There'll be a day where peace will exist. I can remember a day when there was peace on earth, believe it or not, when I was a little kid and it was in between war and strife. It was amazing, right? But you know what? Our generation today doesn't know that. And we got to pray for that and ask God to help us on a day like today to get to that again, that we can know that sense of peace and that sense of belonging that everybody in this world deserves. Hey, here's the Outlaws. This is called What Child Is This?
This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Angels breathe with anthems.
That sounds familiar. Doug Gray, lead singer from Marshall Tucker, sings that song too. He's one of the last surviving members of Marshall Tucker Band. What Child Is This? That's the old Greensleeves. It's an old song that kind of became a Christmas song, you know? Something beautiful about that, that some of these hymns that we sing in church have been around for centuries and centuries, and we sing them and they kind of come back and they become contemporary to us. There's something powerful about that, isn't it? That these songs that have been around for hundreds of years are being sung by like rock bands we listen to right now. It's amazing how they live through this tradition, and they've been through many, many other traditions. There's something powerful about this music that kind of echoes on this day and are so important to this day. I find it interesting that there are some radio stations around the country that play Christmas music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Like, I sort of have my fill of it and need to put it away a while. But there are people who can listen to it all the time because it's part of the reality of our lives, right? Christmas isn't just one day. It's something we celebrate again and again. That's the power of what this day is about. That's the power of how our lives have changed and really part of what we're celebrating. Hey, here's Coldplay. This is called Christmas Lights.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Those Christmas lights keep shining on. There's something beautiful about that, isn't there? That the light of Christmas does continue to glow long after this day, you know? And there's something, again, we're called to recognize and celebrate about that. That's really beautiful. But even the fact that we put lights up on our houses, we put lights in our office, sometimes we wear lights around our necks. There's all kinds of ways in which we kind of proclaim that this is our day, this is our holiday. And there's something really good about that. I used to love putting up the Christmas lights with my dad. It was always an argument one way or another. And they were always knotted up and everything. But there was something beautiful about the effort, because it was the effort to say to the rest of the neighborhood, hey, yeah, there's a bunch of believers in this house, you know, and there's something great about that. I love driving around and you can see them shining in the distance and shining closely. And there's something so great about that. Even the big blow ups on the lawn and all of that stuff. I love that because it's a sign to the rest of the world that says we believe, you know, we believe not just in teddy bears, not just in big snowmen and Santa Clauses, but we believe in what's behind it all. And the Christmas lights, they glow and they glow in our hearts and they keep on glowing long after this day. Hey, this next one's by Greg Lake, who, of course, we lost last year. And one of the last surviving members of ELP is Mr. Palmer, who played the drums. But the other two are in heaven. But this is a beautiful song. It's called I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas, and they said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. And I remember one Christmas morning, winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Greg Lake wishing us a Merry Christmas. But you know what? We do that for one another at Christmas parties, at Christmas gatherings. One of the things I love to do is to send a little text or an email to all of my friends and loved ones, let them know that I'm going to be praying for them at Mass. And when I celebrate Mass on Christmas, I really do try to carry in my heart all of those people I really want to remember that day. And I hope other people do that in church too. You know, bring those people with you in your heart, in their hearts, and let's pray together for those people. We can fill that church with the memories of people we love and all of the people we want to bring with us who need our prayers, and recognize the power of what that's about. Praying for one another is a super powerful thing. In some ways, the most important gift we can give one another, and it's a great way to kind of link us to one another by bringing that big group of people in our hearts to Mass. And when we pray, it's such a tremendous thing. It's such a beautiful thing. Hey, here's Dream Theater. This is called O Holy Night. This is one of the Midnight Mass classic hits, you know, O Holy Night. And there's something about the simplicity of this song and how beautiful it is, right? It is my favorite, too. I love the simplicity of it and how this night is the night when Christ is born, and how we're all called to be joyful. We're all called to celebrate that. And it's that simplicity. You know, it's not always a full choir in our lives, is it? Sometimes it's just you and somebody else. It's me and my dad. But there's something about the holiness of just that, the holiness of family, the holiness of coming together that makes all the difference in the world. And that's what we're called to kind of come and to recognize in our lives, you know, to take the simplicity of it all and be able to celebrate it in that way, too, because I think that helps us to recognize just what's going on. Everybody says, oh, it's the holiday for kids. In a lot of ways it is, but it's in a lot of ways it's a holiday for each and every one of us. Hey, here's Cheap Trick from their new album, all Christmas songs. This is called Our Father of Life. You picked up, you know, look at this. It's unbelievable. Cheap Trick, Dream Theater, Greg Lake, Jimmy Buffett, the Moody Blues. Yeah, everybody's celebrating, right? That's what we're doing today. No matter where we're from, no matter who we are, we celebrate the great gift of what this is all about. So enjoy this day. Spend it with family and friends and go to church and recognize the power of what we celebrate in church. The fact that God became one of us. The light has shone in the darkness and our lives have changed forever. Hey, on behalf of Sheldon and I, we want to wish you a great day and a beautiful Christmas. You know, enjoy it with your family, enjoy it with your friends, and enjoy a little private time with God. You know, because that's part of the celebration, is thanking God for the great gifts that we've been given, no matter what's going on, whether it's the holliest or jolliest or not, God's with us through it all. So celebrate this great gift of Christmas and recognize the power of how God has changed this world. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the man who also wishes you a Merry Christmas, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, a blessed Christmas, and don't forget, say a prayer.